Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, man, what an hour we have got for you. Aaron and I are going to be hanging out with for a while, as will John Ramos and Jason Stewart, Monty Bolaños as well. Welcome in. It is the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. And coming up in 20 minutes, Aaron, we're going to turn the tables.
Okay.
Yes, we are turning the tables. If you're maybe out driving on this Thanksgiving holiday, if maybe you're just home alone, maybe you're just hanging out by yourself, don't got a place to go today, this is the place for you. 877-99-ON-FOX is the phone number. That's 877-663. Gosh, I should have written this out. 66369. Yes, 877-996. Yeah, it's 99 on Fox. So it's 99 something like that. Just dial 1-877-99 on Fox. And we will, yes, we will absolutely allow you the opportunity to join the program. And Aaron, we're not gonna have our callers, they're not gonna be asking us questions. We're gonna ask them questions. In a segment we like to call, we'll take your answer on the air. Ooh. That is coming up in 20 minutes.
So they're going to call, and we're going to ask them whatever on our mind as it pertains to the
sports. Yes. All right. That's 877-99-ON-FOX. That's 877-996-6369. That's what it is. That's where you can reach us. Again, 877-996-6369. And yes, you may have, you'll have no idea what we're going to ask you, but it allows us the opportunity to get your thoughts on what's happening in the world of sports.
By the way, Rick, it sounds great. I want to add to, you know, your Metrodome comment in the last hour. If people missed it, we ranked the best indoor stadiums. I forgot about the Kingdome. I really wish I had there was a second round, because I see these old Ken Griffey Jr. highlights who just had a birthday earlier this week, and the Kingdome was such a great venue. I'm sure it probably wasn't, but on TV it played so well, especially those big, you know, MLB playoff games with Randy Johnson and Ken Griffey Jr. I wish we had gone round two on, you know, in the draft, because the Kingdome, when you brought up the Metrodome, I immediately regretted my pick of Jerry World over the King World.
I had considered the Kingdome because of my Seahawks fandom.
Yes.
But I just felt like I needed to go to the place because I didn't realize that, you know, like there was like the, with the dome, there was this suction effect. You sure. know, and like, and when you would go in, and so that was like, I went to a Vikings Oilers game. My cousin was a big Oilers fan, so I saw a Vikings Oilers game. It was the first time going to the Metrodome, and it was such a just crazy experience because of that. That I'm like, that's got to be number one for me. But Kingdome's a very good one. I thought of Hoosier Dome, the RCA Dome, the old one in Indianapolis, had been there, host of some great Final Fours, including 1991 when UNLV lost to Duke. So yeah, a lot of different indoor stadiums. You thought that this was a narrow topic. It wasn't, especially when you go back all the way to 1 AD. So you have a lot to get to. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So on Saturday, it is 2-3, Ohio State home to Michigan. We were talking with Jared Smith a little bit earlier, the lead betting analyst at PicksWise and the co-host on Fox Sports Radio's Countdown to Kickoff Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock Eastern Time to noon Eastern Time, getting you set for college football. And you have Ohio State sitting there as a 7.5-point favorite. Jared said he put money on the Buckeyes in that number, thought maybe it could go down to 7. Such an intriguing game, not only because of the rivalry, but obviously the stakes. But that's what's made this game in the past. Rose Bowl trips, Big Ten Conference titles in the past were part, you know, this is what was on the line. And now you have, sure, there's the Big Ten title game coming up, Aaron, but a potential berth likely to the winner of this game into the college football playoff. But the thing that bothers me, and full disclosure, I've been an Ohio State football fan since the mid-80s, but I think I'm different in the fact of I'm usually a pessimist. I'm usually thinking like of what could go wrong. And I hear so much about, you know, Ohio State, maybe how Ohio State hasn't looked great this year and why Michigan could come up and beat them. And we don't talk a lot about if Michigan is you know, looked great or if they've, you know, been dominant. We talked a little bit about their schedule here and there. I don't think it has anything to do with past performance of this year, of who these teams are.
I was actually going to ask you that because, you know, you are an Ohio State fan, but you're every interaction I've had with you, you're a fair Ohio State fan. And, you know, where I'm confused about this game when I think about it, and I have no super strong opinion. You know, Jared came out and said I liked Ohio State with the hook 7.5. I would certainly take it at 7. Why I bring it up is because I do think it's the age old, you know, what you've seen versus what you know versus the emotion of it all, right? So what we've seen is that Ohio State, especially in big games, they really haven't been great this year. You know, the Iowa game, and if you want to call Iowa a big game, they might win the Big Ten West. You know, they had to settle for 5 field goals in the first half, couldn't punch it in. Eventually, Iowa's offense is so bad it doesn't matter. Penn State, they're trailing in the fourth quarter. The Maryland game, as I said earlier, they could have lost. So you have this 11-game sample size that they haven't played great against slightly above average to good competition, but then you have the other variable of, you know, and you don't, by the way, you don't want to disregard the fact that they haven't played well in big games. And then you have the other emotion of it's the biggest game of not only their year, there's revenge on the mind, everything's at stake. And so I was actually going to lead the segment by asking you that is, as somebody who, you know, you love Big Ten football, you know, you follow this stuff as closely as anybody, like, how do you differentiate between that? Because as I said to Jared, there's no doubt that Ohio State has the more talented roster 1 through 85, but there's also the fact that I would argue game 1 through game 12 Michigan has been the more consistent team. Neither of them, I don't think, has played great competition throughout the year, but that's the part that has me confused. It's just how Ohio State looks versus how we know they can be when they're peaking. Will they ever get there? All of those variables.
Yeah, the part that I push back on is, you mentioned the Iowa game, a game that Ohio State won 54-10. You know,
Michigan, but they couldn't punch the ball in early. They had to settle for 5 field goals in the first half.
I know, they won 54-10. Michigan, you know, won in Iowa City 27-14. Last week, the Maryland game, you know, perfect example. You know, Ohio State had to settle for a field goal late to put them up 6. And you're right, Maryland had the ball. It would have been tough for them to go down and score, but, you know, technically they had the ball late with the chance to go ahead. A lot would have had to have gone their way, but, yeah, it was a close game. Michigan needed a field goal to beat Illinois at home. I don't know how much different Maryland and Illinois are from each other. So we're having this conversation about Ohio State, but we don't have the conversation about Michigan. Now, with that all being said, Aaron, the difference really is with the 11 that are on the field for each side. And it's why I think Michigan has a chance, is because of their physicality. And your point about the field goals is well taken. It's not the fact of Ohio State hasn't played well. I don't know how tough Ohio State is in the trenches. And when you actually look at what happened when Ohio State took this rivalry over and swung it in their favor 20 years ago, Jim Tressel early on is winning with defense and special teams. Mm-hmm. And they're making plays on offense, and all of a sudden they're getting better players, and they're still being more physical, but they've got a high-powered offense. Urban takes over, and the secret sauce to Urban and Ohio State is physical up front, offensive line and running game, and defensive ends and defensive tackles that will just maul you. And that's not what Ohio State is right now.
No.
And that's the question on why I think Michigan has a chance. So in this funny way, Aaron, it's I feel like I'm stuck because
I am too.
I think Michigan has a really good chance to win on Saturday because matchup-wise, they're going to shorten the game. If Ohio State doesn't cash in, to your point of kicking field goals, now C.J. Stroud and the offense maybe feeling a little bit more pressure to do work. That can put you into bad plays, and if you're limiting possessions, that you know matches up with Michigan. But it's not a matter of, well, Ohio State didn't look good. It's just the type of game that it is. And that's where I think the game could absolutely play out a certain way and Michigan could win, but for none of the reasons that people said earlier in the week, but they're going to be proven right because Michigan wins. You know, so like, I think people have a right to question Ohio State. I think they should also question Michigan. But really, it's just a matter of, can Ohio State match, you know, Michigan's physicality? And if they can, they have better players and will probably win. If they don't, that gives Michigan a decent chance to win the game.
100%. And yeah, I mean, for people who maybe don't follow college football enough, I mean, Ryan Day really shook up his coaching staff after last year because of not only the Michigan game, but Oregon early in the year, even Utah late in the year. They, in the Rose Bowl, they won because they were able to simply outscore them. And so it's interesting because it does come to the you know, this is going to be the game where, was it just because you played Iowa and Rutgers and Indiana that you look good? Because this is the game that all these guys got hired for, right?
Yes.
So there's that variable. And I just go back to what I keep thinking with Ohio State is this, is that, you know, all year long, we've just waited for them for everything to click at the same time, for the offense to be this the super explosive thing that we know, for the physicality that you brought up, for the defense to click on all cylinders. And it's been one game it's this, one game it's that, one game it's this, one game it's that. And it almost reminds me a little bit of earlier in the year when we kept saying, okay, Alabama survived this game. They survived Texas. They survived Auburn last year, whatever. But they'll figure it out because they're Alabama and they're so good, and it'll all get figured out. And when they click, oh my goodness, Alabama is going to be unstoppable. And then they just never clicked. And Ohio State's obviously different. They're 11-0. Alabama has two losses. But I feel like that with Ohio State, where I could see the scenario. And that's why I wanted this topic, Dan, because I wanted your opinion. Because I could see the scenario where Ohio State, with the revenge factor, with the Big Ten East on the line, with a playoff berth on the line, I could see it all clicking. But I also feel like we've been waiting for 11 weeks for it to all click, and it just hasn't happened. And that's what makes this such a fascinating game, more so from the Ohio State perspective. I think we know what we're going to get from Michigan. I don't know 11 games in what I'm going to get from Ohio State.
Yeah. The Ryan Day-led Buckeyes are different than the Urban Meyer-led Buckeyes. They completely are. And it may just be Ohio State to a lot of people. I think it's different. I mean, I really think it is. When you have Ezekiel Elliott, and by the way, the talent hasn't changed. You know, like when you talk about the great wide receivers that come through, you know, we don't even, you know, Jackson Smith and Jigba has hardly played at all this season, and he's coming off the, what, 350 yards in the Rose Bowl, you know, and so Ohio State doesn't have their top receivers, but Marvin Harrison Jr. steps up, so much so that he's probably the best wide receiver in college football. You know, they've got other guys that have stepped up, and Ohio State had that talent under Urban Meyer, but you know what they also had? Ezekiel Elliott running it down your throat. You know, and Cardale Jones or JT Barrett or, you know, whoever you want, you know, even Braxton Miller for a while. They had guys that would run the ball, and Ohio State doesn't have that. Not only do they not have that, it's something Jared mentioned as well. We talk about Blake Corum's injury being a big deal. Ohio State may be down to the third string running back.
And
if it's Dallin Hayden, the freshman's going to have to carry the load without Mayan Williams and Travion Henderson. So, you know, so they're shorthanded there, but it's also just not their identity. I think that was the identity of Urban Meyer teams, and why they honestly could manhandle some of those Michigan teams. Even going back to the Tressel days, they're just physically tougher, and they had better players. So it was a recipe that was, you know, really tough to beat. Now it's a little different because I think Michigan plays a style. And I think this, while it was a wake-up call last year, and I know I'm kind of going on and on about this, but you have to realize that, you know, both of these teams take time out of every practice that they run from, you know, early August until now to plan something for this game.
Yep.
You know, there is an Ohio State portion of practice, I'm sure, for Michigan, and I know that there's one for Ohio State. And if there isn't, then there's a problem. So that's what also makes this unique, is for all the stuff that we have seen, there are things that these teams have been practicing and waiting just for this game. They've been working 3 months on, and we'll see it on Saturday.
I can't wait, because it's one where – because when I – again, I don't mean to keep, you know, hitting the same point. It's just that I can see the scenario where everything clicks for Ohio State and it's old school 52-21 or something like that. And then I could see the scenario where we've been waiting for it all to come together. It doesn't, and we're looking up and it's, you know, 27-21, Michigan taking a knee for a victory, a second straight victory over Ohio State.
It shall be interesting. You'll see the game on Fox Saturday. Heck, you'll see everything great in sports on Fox this weekend. Welcome to the Fox Sports Radio tailgate presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking on a Big Green Egg. It's the most versatile grill you'll ever own, backed by a lifetime warranty. Roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at biggreenegg.com. Lifetime warranty, free home delivery. That's biggreenegg.com. Coming up next, he's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer in for Doug Gottlieb on the Doug Gottlieb Show, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're going to hear what you have to say. You, the caller, answering the questions, 877-99-ON-FOX. That's 877-996-6369. That's next on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. A very happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. Sitting in for Doug, John Ramos is here. Get him on Twitter at JSRamos06. Jason Stewart on Twitter at Jason Stewart, who provided everyone with a history lesson today. Hope you find that on Twitter. Monty Bolaños checks in at the bottom of the hour as well for the latest. Find her on Twitter at Monty Bolaños. Aaron, it is a brand new segment that could, it very well could completely bomb. It could be the worst segment in all of radio. Are you willing? Are you willing to put your name on We'll Take Your Answer on the air?
See, here's the problem. You're looking at it from the glasses half empty perspective. This could reinvent sports talk radio as we know it, Dan. That's where I thought you were going with this.
I have been told we have just one phone line open. Otherwise, full. As we turn the tables on you, usually you call into a sports talk show and you tell the hosts what you think about a topic and the host respond, or you ask the host. No, we are going to be asking you the question if you call in. All right, let's do it. I think it's time for We'll Take Your Answer on the air. Eddie in Shreveport, welcome to Fox Sports Radio. How are you? All right,
good
Eddie
start.
Is not there. It's a good start. What about Chris in Kansas City? Chris,
and thanks for the confidence boost, Dan.
Yeah, you got this, Chris. I'm so glad that you called in. Should Aaron Rodgers cede his starting job to Jordan Love? Let that broken thumb rest and let Jordan Love start the rest of the games for the Packers this year.
Of course, we all think he should, but will he with his ego? I doubt it. I don't see the Packers going very far, do we? So why not heal up, get you some time, maybe come back next year? All good.
Boom, boom. Was that Chris? That was Chris in Kansas City, right? That was Chris in Kansas City.
Chris. That was
Chris. All right. You want this one? You want Tyler in Jersey City, Aaron?
Yes, I'll take Tyler in Jersey City. Tyler in Jersey City, you there? To Tyler.
What's going on?
Not much. So, Tyler, I was reading on the message board. One Alabama fan suggested that to beat, you know, Lane Kiffin is coaching tonight in the Egg Bowl, and the rumor is he is going to resign tomorrow to go to Auburn. Any truth to the rumor that Alabama should force Nick Saban into retirement and get Lane Kiffin before Auburn can? The floor is yours, Tyler, in Jersey. What do you got?
Man, no. Why would you get rid of Nick Saban?
Because Lane Kiffin's going to go to Auburn.
So we can't beat Alabama at Auburn. He couldn't win in the NFL with Oakland. I mean, hey, the guy's a troll. I like him. He'll get you a top 15 recruiting class every year, but at the end of the day, he's going to finish with two losses.
Wow.
Boom. Okay. Tyler in Jersey City putting it down.
The guys Chris on the message board aren't going to like that one, Tyler.
Tyler in Jersey City. John, you got something? You got something for Kevin in Providence?
I do. Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
Hey, guys.
Hey, my question is, Anthony Davis has been a good player, but he's always injured all the time. Should the Lakers try to trade him to get somebody else that's better prepared for the future for them?
Oh, absolutely. Get rid of him. Give him to Boston.
Wow, Boston?
Just give him. What are we getting back for Anthony Davis? We're just going to give him away?
Give him away. Give him Jaylen Brown. Give me whoever. I don't care. Get rid of Jaylen.
Wow. Mm. Wow, thanks. Appreciate the answer.
Wait, I got one more.
There's
should
more?
They also package Ime Udoka in that deal, Kevin?
Give me him. It's fine.
Yes. Ship him on out, Kevin in Providence. Jason Stewart, you wanna get in on the madness of we'll take your answer on the air where us as the show hosts and producers are asking callers questions about sports.
Absolutely.
Or anything.
Could I have it at James in Houston?
Yes, you got it.
Hey, James.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man.
What's up, man?
First time, long time.
Yeah.
Hey, a little trivia for you. Just a little trivia.
Right.
Do you know who the only team is who has won two games in 5 days at the same stadium that is not their home field?
The Bills?
Oh, yeah.
Very well done. Nice job, Kevin.
Unbelievable.
That was James. That was James in Houston.
No, that's what I meant. James.
James. Oh, man. Do you believe in Josh Allen, James? Oh, I guess he's gone.
Yeah, James left us. We got Rick, though.
Oh, Rick? Rick in the Lauderdale. Rick, what's up?
Happy Thanksgiving, gentlemen and ladies.
Yes. Rick, what do you think the percentages of people that buy stuff for themselves on Black Friday?
Ooh, I would say 90%.
Ooh, I thought it was going to be 50-50. I thought poor people would be in the giving mood and ready to take advantage of some deals.
90%, that seems high.
It does seem high. Huh? Are you sold on Tua, Rick? Are you sold on Tua Tagovailoa?
I've been sold on Tua from the moment he threw that pass to win the national championship. That's my quarterback. That's who I wanted. And all you Charger fans could keep your fat boy Herbert. Give me my Tua. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God. Rick, two for one.
Rick, I got one more.
Okay.
Are you still there,
gone.
Rick?
He's gone. Rick's gone. Sorry. Okay. We got Solomon, though.
And we're going like coast to coast, East Coast, West Coast. The Midwest. Go ahead, Aaron.
Well, I had a very South Florida specific question for our last caller.
Ouch, sorry.
Ask Solomon in LA for it. Maybe Solomon's got the answer. Solomon, can you answer this question?
Okay, Okay, so I was going to ask this South Florida-related question, but Solomon in L.A., we said?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so I was stuck in a car for 4 hours the day that Josh Beckett got traded from the Marlins to the Red Sox, and it was the lightning rod topic of the day in South Florida. So I wanted Rick in South Florida's opinion on it. Now, granted, this happened in like 2004-ish maybe, but I thought he would have a strong opinion on it. Do you have any strong opinion on the Josh Beckett trade from about 15, 18 years ago?
Wow, man. You know, I'm kind of localized in sports.
Oh, come on, man.
What team did he go to?
He went to Boston. They won a World Series. You know, the Marlins had come off a World Series. So he won a World Series with the Marlins. You forever have to be grateful for that. But then you trade him for next to nothing. Actually, I think they might have traded him for Hanley Ramirez, actually. So it was one. It kind of who would you say won that trade, the Josh Beckett trade? Marlins got Hanley Ramirez. The Red Sox got Josh Beckett, of course.
Well, if the Red Sox went on to win a World Series with Josh Beckett, there's your answer. It's pretty cool.
I mean, Hanley Ramirez was really good there for a while. Really good. Yeah. Maybe the best shortstop in baseball.
It's all in the chips, man. It's always in the chips.
Huh? Solomon,
I like that. Okay.
Hey, the cool down. Let's go up to Seattle. Ian is in Seattle, and we'll take your answer on the air. John, you got something for Ian, or are you tapped out?
No, I do have a question. My question has to do with college football. Look, my theory, Ian, is that the top four or top two teams in college football are basically it. The rest of the teams are interchangeable. Do you agree with that?
Well, it kind of seems that way, doesn't it? It just seems like the expansion of the playoffs, and it seems like we're going to get a bunch of lopsided games, but that also kind of makes it fun, doesn't it?
It does, actually. It's a great question, a great point. Thank you very much. I'll Boom. Take your call later on.
Jeez. These calls are too good. They are too good. We'll take your answer on the air where you call in and we just throw questions at you, including specific questions about South Florida.
Yes.
That's what we do here on Fox
Sports. I thought his answer
Sports
was pretty
Radio.
Good. I'm not going to lie. Mr. I'm too localized. No, you're not, man. You can
hey,
do this. That's good.
I know that people think you could grow grass everywhere.
It's hard.
Yeah, but I mean, to get the type of grass that you want in
right.
an indoor stadium,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
It's a lot
difficult.
Of work. It is a yes. lot of work. In NBA news, the NBA suspended Lakers guard Patrick Beverley for shoving DeAndre Ayton a few days ago on the back, if you remember that. They said
yeah.
that the suspension was based on part because of Beverley's history of unsportsmanlike conduct. 3 games. So does that mean the next time he shoves somebody, it's going to be 5 games? Because you know he's going to shove somebody again.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm not a betting woman, but I would bet.
I would say it would double. I would say it would go to 6.
You would think so. But yes. I feel like Beverly, it's, bro, you got to chill. Like, I get it. But you can't just keep getting suspended. That's
By
not
By the way,
good.
Aren't I was on with Mike Harmon the night that happened. Like, aren't the Suns just getting really annoying?
Yes.
Like they haven't won anything. Like, I got sick of the Warriors super quick, but that was because they were winning.
Right.
Like, the Suns are just annoying. So, like, when Beverly pushed 8, and I was like, good, your head coach doesn't even like you. You
right.
know, like, why are you taunting Austin Reeves?
Right. Austin Reeves. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I agree. I'm not saying that. I wouldn't have liked for my teammate Patrick Beverley to have done that. I'm just saying, Patrick Beverley, if they're keeping an eye on you like this, you got to be careful. If it's going to be this thing where they look at your history and every time you do something they're going to suspend you, it's not going to go well for you. That's all. But little men's college basketball. Number 3 Kansas managed to beat Wisconsin 69-68 in overtime. They were led by Jalen Wilson, who had 29 points and 5 rebounds. They're now going to play number 22 Tennessee in the Bad Boy Mowers Battle for Atlanta's Championship because...
Three times fast, please.
I can't, but I want to say the whole thing. Like, I have to say it. But Tennessee defeated USC 73-66 in overtime. At the Phil Knight Invitational, number 1 North Carolina held on and defeated Portland 89-81. Pete Nance led the Tar Heels with 28 points and 7 rebounds. And right now, number 8 Duke is losing to Oregon State 43-40 with 10 minutes to go in the second half. Back to you guys. Go back to the callers.
Yeah, I think we will. It is the Doug Gottlieb Show, a Thanksgiving edition, as we continue with We'll Take Your Answer on the Air, John Ramos Show, coming up in less than an hour from now. So in about 58 minutes is when you'll get a John Ramos Show. Chris in Kansas City, Chris in Kansas City. Is that, am I still getting that correct, guys? Is Chris back for another go around?
I am back.
Yes. All right, Chris. All right. You know what? Since you're such a loyal host to this show, where the host asks the callers the question, are you on social media, Chris?
I am.
Would you like to give out your Twitter handle since you're hosting for 10 seconds here on Fox Sports Radio?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, sir. My Twitter handle is Eastside816.
What is it?
Eastside, E-A-S-T-S-I-D-E, 816.
All right. That's where you can get Chris in Kansas City. Who on the crew's got a question for Chris?
I'll take it.
Okay,
unless
Jason,
you got one.
All right.
I have one.
Yeah.
I have one too. But we can go.
Right.
Chris is,
yeah,
you know, he's capable. He can handle both questions.
And by the way,
shoot away.
Chris is a much more palatable Twitter follow than Eastside817. And by the way, Chris, meet me on the east side in the city where the sun don't. In the city where the sun don't what, Monty? What's the lyric?
Where the sun don't shine?
Nice. Okay, so question for you, Chris. George Brett or Kevin Seitzer?
Come on, man. George Brett is the man. Come on, man. He's a royal staple. He's a royal staple, man.
I thought that was going to be like the hot sports radio debate of like 84, like Robin Yauner, George Brett. You can only take one. That's right.
There's not even a question. That's not even a question.
All right. Well, Chris, I got a question for you. I'm watching right now between football games, Oregon State up on Duke, 43-40 with 9 minutes to go. Is it time for Coach K to unannounce his retirement and come back and save Duke basketball if they lose this game?
Let Coach K relax, man. He's been in it about 40, 50 years. He gets a Thanksgiving or two off.
Hey, I got one more question just, Chris, before we let you go. Why does the Twitter handle say this belongs to Anthony?
Somebody must have stole my handle.
What is it? Eastside 816. That's what it is.
It's right. An interesting handle.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Yeah,
Anthony's running amok. I'll tell you that.
Listen,
much.
If I'm gonna try to keep this clean, but there's a butt in the profile picture. So we're gonna.
My name is Chris, not Anthony. I do not have a buttocks in my profile picture.
Okay, so it's Eastside.
Yes, 816.
Okay, that's what it is on Twitter. Are you guys seeing what I'm seeing?
Anthony's certainly got a type, I'll tell you that much. Anthony's got a type.
Yes.
Does he have a blue check mark?
No.
Wait.
Okay. Okay, now we're getting to the bottom of it. Now,
yeah, I think we are.
I have to call Elon Musk.
Oh, man.
Can you ask him about my blue check mark that got taken away, too? That was very random. And weird.
Oh, geez. All right. Thank you very much, Chris or Anthony in Kansas City. Wait, what do we got? What do we got, John? We got Oh, Connor in the TC. Welcome to you. We are. Wait, what's the name of the cell? Oh, yeah. We'll take your answer on the air. That's what it is. What's going on, Connor?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great. Who would you like to get a question from?
Does Ramos have anything left? Or otherwise,
I got a lot left.
John's got a lot. He's
got a lot left.
Okay. The Ramos show's the best thing on radio, so I'm honored to be even close to that,
frankly.
Well,
get ready. It's coming up in a little bit. All right? So get ready for your Thanksgiving dinner. My question would be, should every team in the NFL play in Los Angeles at least one time in their lifetime? Like the L.A. Buccaneers, should everybody come to L.A. for one season to play? I think it would be great to have every team be an L.A. team at least one time in their career. What do you think?
I mean, some of the northern teams might not want to go back. That's my, as a Minnesotan, that would be my only fear, is that they might just want to stay in L.A. And I don't know, you could do like a relegation type thing where only the best teams got to stay in the nicer climates or something. But
By the way,
that could get dicey. It could be fun, though.
Total cheap shot by John to throw this to Connor, who's from Minneapolis, because the Lakers left the Twin Cities for L.A. John, that's classless.
John's been when he agreed to when Ramos agreed to this segment, this was all one elaborate setup to get Connor in Minneapolis. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah. Gosh.
No hard feelings. We had George Mikan up here, so no hard feelings.
How do you respect that, Ramos?
Yeah.
I love George Mikan.
I mean, he's not. Is he a true Laker, though? I mean,
sure. Why not? Yeah. I
think so. LA have the Mall of America, John?
Does LA? Look,
does LA have Caribou Coffee on every other block?
Ramos, who's more of a true Laker, George Mikan or LeBron?
Oh, George Mikan.
Ooh. I think we debate that in hour four, Dan.
There it is.
We got our hour four topic right there.
Connor, I'd ask you for your Twitter handle. But
by the way, Connor, before you leave, don't forget John Ramos' show coming up in about 2 hours from now.
Oh, 2 hours from now. Yeah. Okay.
I'll
it's 2 hours.
Still be driving then. Let's go.
Oh, you got it.
All right. Connor, we appreciate it again. We'd ask for his Twitter handle, but the last one didn't work out as well as I would have hoped.
I saw it right away, and I was like, am I doing this wrong?
Yeah.
Did I put in the wrong thing?
Yeah. If kids are in the room, not the greatest idea. All right, there it is. We'll take your answer on the air on Fox Sports Radio. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. John Ramos, Jason Stewart, Monty Bolaños, all here. Thank you so much for taking part. We're going to have to do this again sometime. But in the meantime, I want to let you know that I want to welcome you to the Fox Sports Radio tailgate. Presented by the Big Green Egg, nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking on a Big Green Egg. It's the most versatile grill you'll ever own, backed by a lifetime warranty. Roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at biggreenegg.com. Lifetime warranty, free home delivery, biggreenegg.com. Coming up on the Doug Gottlieb Show, live from the TireRack.com studios, you need to hear what Doug said about Justin Herbert. That's next on Fox.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Gottlieb Show at Fox Sports Radio. A happy Thanksgiving to you. Aaron Torres is here. I'm Dan Byers, sitting in for Doug today. Monty Bolaños giving us all the latest of what's happening. She'll be here for us as well if there's breaking news. John Ramos, our technical producer, executive producer of the show, is Jason Stewart. It's that time, Aaron, when we hear something from a great show on Fox Sports Radio or Fox Sports One and play it back for you. It's a segment we like to call...
And now...
What does the Fox say?
Making its long-awaited return to the live broadcast, Doug Gottlieb, the main host of this show, who is not here today as we are, said this about Emmanuel Acho's take that Justin Herbert was just a social media quarterback, and if Tua Tagovailoa or Jalen Hurts had thrown an interception to end the game like Herbert did against the Chiefs on Sunday night, well, it'd be a totally different story. Here's Doug's response to that.
I think Emmanuel Acho's take on Justin Herbert is the worst take in all of sports going right now. First of all, nobody wins with a bad defense. They have a bad defense. But let's just take the let's take out the fact that the defense can't stop anybody, that they're 29th in defense. Okay? He made the comparison of Tua Tagovailoa. Imagine if Tua Tagovailoa didn't have Tyreek Hill up until this point and didn't have Jalen Waddle, with exception of two games or three games in the year. And Jalen Waddle got one catch and then sat out. Imagine if your tight ends were also injured. Oh, yeah, and imagine if your starting left tackle, who's an all-pro as a rookie, was out for the year. And then there are two other linemen who have been out. Okay, so imagine those things. And, oh yeah, by the way, the Kansas City interception was not close to being on him. Otherwise, they win that game. It's the worst take I've ever heard. It's such a bad take. And he keeps making it.
That from Doug Gottlieb, some strong, strong words. And I would just say this. I don't know if it's the worst take I've ever heard or the worst take that's going on right now. It's a take that I don't agree with. And you want to know why, Aaron?
Why?
The reason being is because there was a play earlier this season on a quarterback that we criticize a lot. We put under the microscope, and that's Lamar Jackson. If you remember that game against the Buffalo Bills, it was a fourth down play that the Ravens ended up going for it late in the fourth quarter, and he threw an interception in the end zone, didn't get any points, turned the ball over, gave the Bills field position. Bills went down and scored and won the game. Everybody blamed John Harbaugh. It's not a we would pile on. We'd find any opportunity to pile on Lamar Jackson. He threw an interception on his team's final possession. Cost him the game. This happens. I think it's a joke. Plus, Justin Herbert actually deserves a lot of the praise that he gets.
Yeah. I'll just jump in really quick. I know we're tight on time. If we got to run, I agree.
You know what we can do? Let's carry this over because there's a lot of football that we got to talk about because we're going to be talking about quarterbacks as well. You wouldn't believe the crappy ones that are going to be playing in Week 12. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Byer. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. And is getting the quarterback of your dreams really the way to go in the National Football League? Recent history may say not. That's next here, the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.